With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. Aviator is safe and sound, and then a warning from the White House.
The U.S. airman whose plane went down in Iran has been extracted from the country following an intense search and rescue. President Trump posting he's injured but in stable condition following the downing of his F-15E Strike Eagle Friday. Iran says that mission involved a firefight with the U.S. where planes were destroyed. Meanwhile, Trump vowing to strike Iran's infrastructure, including power plants and bridges, if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by Tuesday so oil tankers can get through. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, the president of Ukraine says he's very worried as Russia continues blasting his country. Vladimir Zelensky concerned that a longer war in Iran might erode America's support for Ukraine as Washington's global priorities change gears. He says Ukraine needs more Patriot air defense systems from the United States as it tries to fend off the relentless Russian aerial attacks. And China stepping up its diplomacy as the Iran war continues. It has put forward a 5-point proposal with Pakistan. Well, President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio sharply criticizing NATO. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Both argue that the alliance has become a one-way street, benefiting Europe, with America carrying the bulk of defense spending but receiving little reciprocal support. France, the UK, Germany, and Spain have blocked U.S. requests for base usage and airspace transit despite minimal demands to directly join the conflict with Iran.
And President Trump is suggesting the United States may very well consider leaving NATO. This is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers considering a drag show ban. Here's Michael Harrington.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teenagers in the United States getting abortion pills through telehealth and people ages 18 to 24 ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. That's the word from a study of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers say that underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement. This is SRN News. Workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants planning to return to work next week and halt the 3-week strike in order to resume negotiations with the owners. That strike at Swift Beef Company in Greeley, Colorado, began March 16th in coordination with the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Union. Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni praising police after the arrest of alleged organized crime boss Roberto Mazzarelli. He was one of Italy's most wanted fugitives. He was a 48-year-old and was captured during a raid where he allegedly used false documents to stay. UCLA winning its first NCAA championship in women's basketball, defeating South Carolina, final was 79-51. More details, srnnews.com.